Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I told you a little bit earlier about this crazy story. I think it was just all a big misunderstanding. McDonald's has launched an investigation after a frog was found in a burger in Mpumalanga. I think they ordered a burger and fries, but the line wasn't good, and they heard burger and frog. I think that's what happened, as far as I'm concerned. But one of our listeners saying maybe they thought it was the gift. Maybe it just was the gift, the happy meal or whatever that would be. But obviously behind this is a very, very serious conversation, and that is about food hygiene rules at restaurant. Wendy Elberts, Chief Executive Officer at the Restaurant Association of South Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all today?
Excellent. Thank you. All right. So from our perspective, it's actually quite funny and a little bit of entertainment, you know, the burger and frog. But it obviously underneath that is a very serious issue.
Look, I don't know all the contents of it, but for us within the restaurant sector, the health and hygiene standards are the highest importance for us. It's very important that we take care of the people that come into our restaurant and that we always promote health and safety standards. We've been practicing these standards for years and years in our industry. And there are certain guidelines that we work towards in ensuring that food safety is always met at the standard.
And how do we compare? How does South Africa compare to the rest of the world in terms of food hygiene?
We do have international benchmark standards. In, you know, it's not food safety and food standards is not something we get a lot of complaints on. So sometimes situations like this is outside of what we would ordinarily have been informed of. You know, we do sometimes have breaks in the value chain where the supplier brings the product to the restaurant and perhaps the temperature has been broken. That sometimes could be a common occurrence, but we do everything we can within the scope of our restaurants. We do have cold rooms. We do measure temperature. We take the greatest care in food handling, the preparation. Our staff are adequately trained. They wear the right uniform. They use the right machinery and equipment to adequately prepare those meals. And generally, the suppliers who supply back into the databases do what needs to be done.
How is this enforced?
So the health department obviously has a series of regulations, and we do have good relationships with various health departments. In some instances where patrons have felt that there has been an infringement and that they have had food poisoning, they certainly do call the health inspectors. They do visit our restaurants regularly, and they do audits and inspectors. We also have certain minimum requirements that we have within the cleaning materials and stuff.
When something like this goes wrong, when somebody has an incident where they allegedly find a frog with their fries, what happens? What kicks into play at this point?
Look, I think it's always important, you know, if you have a complaint about food standard or hygiene, it's very important to actually speak to the owner of the restaurant about it. You know, that it can be assessed straight away, that it's not days for an investigation or that particular batch has been used or possibly disposed of. You know, the more prompt that we get the complaints, the quicker and swiftly we can deal with it. And I'm sure that there will always be a reasonable explanation as to what has happened. But I certainly no reason for any restaurateur to want to do anything that would compromise their business.
And at the same time, surely, no matter what the stringencies are, things can go wrong. Something can happen.
You know, we are dealing with human hands, not a production line. Things can happen, and it's important that this gets brought to our attention imminently and that we can track back on batches, etc., same as they are in supermarket lines or shop lines where the food value chain has been broken or the cold chain has been broken. So we certainly encourage our guests to obviously bring those complaints to our attention and let us manage them appropriately.
Absolutely right. Wendy Elberts, Chief Executive Officer of the Restaurant Association of South Africa, talking to us about food hygiene rules for restaurants. Thank you, as always.